Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we are going to explore what it means to seek what is above and how this perspective can reshape our lives. Today's Bible passage is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Have you ever noticed how your perspective can completely change your Christian journey? When we set our minds on heavenly things, something amazing happens. Our lives begin to reflect the beauty of Christ that's hidden within us. It's like our thoughts and hearts become intertwined with the very essence of heaven itself. Think about it for a moment. If we've been raised with Christ and experienced His transforming power, it only makes sense to seek what is above. We should set our gaze on the place where Christ sits at the right hand of God. That's where the true essence of life resides. By focusing on heavenly things, we align ourselves with God's purpose for our lives. We start to see beyond the temporary challenges and distractions of this world, and instead, we gain a clearer vision of what truly matters in light of eternity. This heavenly perspective shapes our values, our decisions, and ultimately, our entire Christian walk. Now, let's delve into the fascinating concept of our lives being hidden with Christ in God. It's a profound truth that shapes our very identity and purpose. When we embrace our faith, we're not just adding a spiritual dimension to our lives, we're undergoing a complete transformation. Our old selves, with all their worldly desires and limitations, are set aside. In their place, we find a new identity, one that's intricately woven into the very essence of Christ. This hidden life isn't about secrecy or isolation. Rather, it's about finding our true selves in the loving embrace of God. It means that our worth, our purpose, and our future are all secure in Him. This hidden life gives us a new perspective on everything. Suddenly, our daily challenges and earthly pursuits pale in comparison to the eternal reality we're part of. It's a reminder that we're called to something greater, something that transcends this temporary world. Let's face it, staying focused on eternal things isn't always easy. We live in a world that's constantly vying for our attention. From the latest gadgets to social media trends, there's always something new pulling us away from what truly matters. It's like we're in a tug of war between the eternal and the temporary. But here's the thing, we have a choice. We can choose to resist these worldly distractions and keep our eyes fixed on Christ. It might mean turning off our phones more often or being more intentional about how we spend our time. Maybe it's about surrounding ourselves with people who encourage our faith rather than distract from it. Remember, every time we choose to focus on eternal things, we're strengthening our relationship with God and living out our true purpose. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it.
When we truly fix our gaze on heaven, it revolutionizes our approach to daily life and decision-making. Suddenly, our priorities shift. We start asking ourselves, does this align with God's will, instead of what's in it for me? Our choices become guided by eternal values rather than temporary gains. We find ourselves more patient in traffic, more generous with our resources, and more compassionate towards others. Even mundane tasks take on new meaning when we view them through the lens of eternity. We work not just for a paycheck, but as an act of worship. We love not for recognition, but because we're reflecting God's love. This heavenly perspective doesn't mean we ignore our earthly responsibilities. Rather, it infuses them with purpose and joy. We live each day as ambassadors of Christ, making decisions that honor Him and advance His kingdom. When we truly embrace the practice of seeking what is above, our entire Christian life is transformed. By setting our hearts and minds on heavenly things, we begin to see the world through a different lens. Our priorities shift, and we find ourselves less consumed by temporary worries and more focused on eternal truths. This heavenly focus brings a deep sense of peace and purpose to our daily lives. We start to recognize opportunities to serve others and share God's love in ways we might have missed before. Our relationships improve as we approach them with patience, kindness, and forgiveness, qualities that reflect Christ's character. Moreover, seeking what is above helps us navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and hope. We're reminded that our ultimate destiny lies beyond this world, which gives us strength to persevere through difficult times. This perspective doesn't remove our problems, but it does provide us with the courage and faith to face them head on.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of a heavenly perspective that transforms our lives. Help us to set our hearts and minds on what is above, seeking your will and seeing beyond the distractions of this world. May our thoughts be filled with your eternal truths, and may our actions reflect the love and grace of Christ. Guide us to live with purpose, patience, and hope, knowing that our true identity is hidden with Christ in you. Strengthen us to resist worldly distractions and fill us with the peace that comes from walking closely with you. Amen. Friends, thank you for our time together. May you be surrounded by peace, joy, and endless blessings. Until next time, take care and stay blessed.